welcome back for another episode of Big Rim Racing for the Culture. So far, I appreciate everybody who has tuned in to my podcast and started following me. The thing is, you know, right off the bat, I didn't expect for a whole bunch of people to come in because sometimes things start small. Let's put it like that. And I feel like you never should despise small beginnings. And that's all good with me. Nothing is overnight. And I have to always tell myself that nothing is overnight. So you have to enjoy the process. And with enjoying the process, it's not always prettiest stuff to enjoy the process. You know, you got your real life, you got your bills, if you got children, you got your children, you got your spouse. Just keep pushing. Because nothing is easy, especially when you step out on faith and following dreams and doing things that are not so normal. You know, you're doing what your heart is telling you to do. And a lot of times it's going to feel crazy to you, and it's going to feel you're going to feel very out of place. But it's your vision. God gave you the vision. So follow the vision. And don't tell people the vision, because they will discourage the shit out of you. That's just the truth about anything. But that's another segment. In this episode, I'm here to talk to you guys about Don't Master. This episode is why people hate Don't Master so much. You know, I guess it's just like, if there's a person that's special and they have a given talent, let's say they're going to go to the NBA or NFL or something, everybody around them can see that they have something special, and they're going to do everything they can to hold them down or to keep them from getting more than they have. And they're coming from the same hood. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad as hell that we still are talking about this as a race. Let's put it like that. Because black people, man, we can be very extra a lot of times. Not saying that a lot of races aren't extra, but we are our own worst enemies a lot of times, and we don't look at the bigger picture. And I think we should be taking our hats off, and we should be really giving this man more credit than what we are giving him. And I'm not speaking for everybody. Like, when I say we, I mean all of the haters, man. You know, I go on his timeline and I see his post, and I see posts about him in the car groups. People call him Duck Master. They call him like, I guess he's ducking races. But you know, I see people saying he a sellout because he's doing stuff with the Hoonigans. He's doing stuff with his TV show, Viceland. Don't Master is on that show. He has his own series. Doing a lot of stuff, desert races. This man has revolutionized the sport for you all. Come on now. It's terrible that we still having this crab in the bucket syndrome bullshit. Come on, man. It's 2020. We're going into 2021. How much more of hating can you do at this age? But, you know, I guess some people just have that in them. And I guess that was the kind of shit that was going on when the Underground Railroad was around, I guess. And it's fucking sad that we still doing this, that we still looking at it and calling people this and calling people that. But we're trying to do this for the culture, man. Really trying to put the culture on the map, trying to put the culture where it needs to be, and a very safe and very fun place, an entertaining place for people to come and have a good time. You know, if you're going to bet. If you're going to eat. You know, if you're going to sit in the bleachers, sit in the bleachers and watch the races. But my goal and my platform is to make sure that these races are happening. And I'm going to be reaching out when I go to the track from now on to certain people who are in control of these things. In control of races, in control of staging lanes and stuff like that, and trying to see where's the problem. And you may say, well, hell, who are you? I'm a child of God. Let's put it like that. First off, but for real though, all jokes aside, man, I'm just a person who has a platform, and we all have a certain kind of platform if we're on social media and we're using our platforms for a great cause or a great benefit. So what I'm trying to do is make my mark, and I'm trying to understand certain things. Like I said in previous episodes, I have been to races. I've heard my friends and heard people online, and people message me about why they don't go to the races no more, because people don't race. When they get to the track, they don't race. So we're trying to get this ironed out, and I hope that it gets ironed out very soon, because it's getting very, very old and very, very redundant. So I feel like the reason why he's not ducking anybody. I don't feel like he ducks people. But then again, who knows? Given circumstances, he may be ducking people. But from what I see, every time the man races, he wins majority of the time. He wins on a consistent basis. And I guess you can put it like Michael Jordan was. I'm going to compare it to Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan won 6 championships each time he went to the finals. That's 6 out of 6. That's freaking perfect. But in the early years, Jordan did take some L's. And it took him a while to get to the finals. He, you know, Eastern Conference Finals, get knocked out. But he did take L's. But when he did get to that point and got that winning formula, I guess the pieces around him and other players that can really help him get over the edge, he finally got to that next level of winning. And, you know, it took this man, I'm pretty sure, a while to get to this level. Nobody will understand, I guess, your grind. Nobody will understand what you really had to go through to get to where you are. And just seeing his story and what I know about his story is fucking amazing. You know what I'm saying? And we have to embrace people like that for the culture, man. Because we don't know what the hell people are going through. We don't know what people are going through, and we only on the outside looking in a lot of times, and we already rushing a judgment about people, about others, especially as a black race. And I have to say black because hell, I'm black. And like I said, I'm not here to try to condemn anybody. I'm here to try to push this culture, man. I'm here to try to get the best I can out of this culture. And so far, I'm enjoying what I'm seeing. It's just certain things that really make me scratch my head like hell. And I had to step outside of myself and like, damn, what can I do? What can I do to help this race, these racers race? We shouldn't, as fans, we shouldn't have to be coming to a race and paying our hard-earned money and not see any damn races. That doesn't make sense to even go on a trip to the race. And like I said, a lot of races are out of state. You know, I'm in Georgia. And some races are Alabama, Tennessee, all over this country. And we are dealing with a pandemic right now. So that makes things even more challenging when you go out and try to be entertained. That's another entity and another thing that you got to think about and worry about. You got to not only go to these races, but you got to go to these races with sense, common sense, mass safety, all that stuff, because, you know, it's very serious out here, man. But yeah, I feel like we shouldn't be so hard on the man. You know, going into 2021, there's a lot of things changing in this game. Some cars are getting changed. I have a whole nother episode just on that, and where the big rim racing is headed. You know, it's coming, man. The sport is getting revolutionized, and it's headed in a direction where it's definitely, I feel like one day it's gonna be much bigger than what it is right now. And you start getting those $1 billion corporations involved, like big sponsors and stuff like that. It's definitely gonna change. You know, the rules are gonna change. No more standing on the track for safety precautions and stuff like that. I mean, people shouldn't even be standing on a damn track anyway. But it's just us. When we go places, we feel like we can't abide by the rules. We gotta be seen. We gotta be right there in the action. And that's okay sometimes, to a certain extent. But let's not be too extra. But I feel like we need to get this man his props. Let's stop the hating. Let's tip our hats off to him. Let's tell him what a great job he is doing. It's okay to defer to people and take the back seat sometimes. A lot of times it's not all about us. Let's get the hell out of the way. When it's our time to shine at something, we will shine. It goes back to what your elders told you back in the day. You know, when your time comes, your time will come. And everything is not about you. So sit the hell down and let people have their shine, because everybody has a turn. It's enough for everybody out here to eat. Some people don't realize that. And that's fine too. But I feel like the man just deserves much more credit than he gets a lot of time. Not trying to say the man is God, and not trying to say the man is you know, you should be worshiping him or anything like that. But I just feel like he should be getting more credit. And you got a lot of people be like, you know, a lot of people that don't understand the vision or something, or just too immature to understand it. Oh, you dick riding. Oh, you on the man nuts. Oh, you this. Oh, you man, shut your stupid ass up and just understand that when greatness is around, just let it be great. Everybody is great at something. You may be great at driving a big rig or driving trucks or building something. But when somebody is great at something, that's just what it is. You have to accept that shit and move on. Give that person their props and move on. I don't understand certain stuff. Probably won't never understand it, because that's not where my energy goes. Really try to be very particular and precise where my energy goes. And I'm just going to continue to bring y'all content on the podcast and content on my YouTube channel with the Big Rim Culture. And like I always say, make sure y'all go to YouTube and subscribe to my YouTube channel for more visual content. YouTube, Arlando Usher, ArlandoUsher, Usher, like Usher, like the singer. But yeah, just let's do our parts. It's so many ways that we can be contributing to something. Find something that you're passionate about and hit that shit head on. Don't worry about it being perfect. Just start it. And once you start something, it'll give you something to do other than just sitting around like a bump on a log. And it'll give you something to look forward to, and you'll feel like you're contributing to society in some kind of way, or you're making your mark some kind of way. Ain't nothing easy. It never will be easy. If it was easy like this, everybody would be doing it. And that's the damn truth. So I have to say, you know, just let this man be great. Don't worry about, you know, what he has and how he did and how he did. And at the end of the day, we want to see race. We want to see Don't Master race this person. We want to see the best racist race for the culture. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So going into next year, 2021, we want to see races. We want to see less hate. We want to see people good vibes, positive vibes, you know. Everybody going through something, you know, but don't block your blessings. Worried or hating on somebody else and what they got going on. So this man has opened the door, broken down barriers, whatever the hell, overcame a lot of stuff, you know. So I feel like he deserves much more credit. That's what this episode highlights. I don't think he's a sellout. Okay, put yourself in this position. You start a business, or you start a brand, you start something, and you're in the hood. And all of a sudden, one day, you get a business proposition from Fortune 500 company, and they come in and be like, "Hey, we want to make you a partner in what you're doing, to enhance your business, to for your business to really go global." But you have to have a mindset ready for something like that. If you have a small mindset and just want to stay in that one spot, in that one spot in the hood, are you going to stay in that one spot? Or are you going to take this proposal from this Fortune 500 company? But that also is going to go with the company that you keep, the people that's around you. Are they really being a benefit? Are they holding you back? Will they call you a sellout? Will they call you something other than your name and embarrass you? It's not about satisfying the people around you a lot of times. You have to do what's best for you and what's best for your family, and worry about the next generation that comes behind you. That's just something to think about. But I know if it was me and I got a proposition like that, I just have to be a sellout. It is what it is. Because the thing is, you're never going to be able to please everybody. I don't give a damn what you do. You can give everybody $1,000 a piece to help them or boost them or give them something, some of relief, some kind of relief from a bill, or they want to go on vacation, or they want to do something special, and they still won't be satisfied. A lot of them still won't be satisfied. "Oh, it's not enough. I want some more. But I just gave you $1,000. So I'm just giving you different scenarios to help you understand why we shouldn't be hating on nobody. We shouldn't be worried about nobody else's success, because it's enough for all of us to get a piece of the pie and have our own shine one day. But everybody cut different. Everybody's cut from a different cloth. But I'm praying, man. I pray. I talk to God about certain stuff all the time. And I hope things change. I really do. I hope things change for this car culture. I hope things change for what's going on in life right now. Pandemic, I hope all that stuff go away. But also, you know, guys, let's just not hate. Let's kill the hate. We already hate it by so much other stuff. So many other we got so many other things that we need to be worried about. But for this car culture, man, we need to embrace greatness. And I feel like the man is doing great things, breaking down barriers, bringing more people to the tracks, and really putting the don't racing and big rim culture on a national stage. And that's fucking amazing. Let's go out next year with a bang, man. Let's go out next year with a bang, and we see what this man is doing, and he's inspiring you or people that you know to build a car, to go down that track, to contend with him. Take our hats off to him, man. Let's stop the hate. Do something you're passionate about. Make sure you are enjoying what you're doing in life. If it's not, step back and reevaluate some stuff. Follow your passions. Do something amazing, because it's enough stuff out here for everybody to be doing, and something in their own lane that's gonna make them happy. You gotta find out what makes you happy and hit it head on. Hit it head on. It's never gonna be perfect. Just start it. God's gonna do the rest, man. That wraps up for this episode, man. And I hope you guys are enjoying content that I'm bringing. I will be bringing you content as I get it. But yeah, if you haven't already, make sure you go over to YouTube and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Orlando Usher, ArlandoUsher, and check out all the big rim content that I have on that platform. And make sure you follow the podcast to keep up with the movement. I'm going to be dropping episodes as consistent as I can drop them. As consistently as I can drop them. Let's put it like that. But we're going to try to at least get one episode, possibly two episodes a week. Or I'm just going to drop them. Stay tuned. Follow it. Follow the podcast, Big Rim Racing for the Culture. Y'all have a blessed one. I'll talk to you later.